Hey, yo, what's up? My name is Brooke, and today on Brooke's Interview Podcast, we have Desiree Blaze, who created a website named Is the Price Right? We'll be going over what makes her stand out, as well as her overall setup of the website. Now, hello, Desiree. Can you tell me how you came up with the idea of your website?
Well, first and foremost, hello, Brooke. Thank you for having me. The overall idea of my website, Is the Price Right?, is to go over whether or not you're saving on a product because it's viral and you're just buying it just to buy it, worth the splurge on buying it.
But what the hell?
I go over following topics that are mostly viral on TikTok, but can still be viral, or overall just find a dupe for those products through Amazon or Etsy or sources like that. But I mainly just do TikTok versus Amazon because everyone is an Amazon lover as much as they are TikTok shop.
Thank you. So my follow-up question to this is, is there any other like app besides TikTok you think that like you could use, or why did you choose TikTok?
I just feel like there's so many people who are on TikTok or scroll through TikTok in general that just see these sponsors, or like they gain commission people that sponsor these types of products. But what makes my website kind of stand out is because I go over these products and I tell them what is true, what is not. And I also have a TikTok linked on my website that goes over reposts that I repost from other people demonstrating the product that's at hand that I'm talking about, as well as if it works. Or it could go over instructions on how to make the product. So I definitely recommend looking at that TikTok page because it would definitely reference whether or not the product is worth it, and you can visibly see if it's worth it or not. But I think that's the overall app I use just because it is the most common app that's in today's society.
All right, well, you heard her, folks. Make sure to go check out her link. It's going to be at the bottom of your website, right? Yep. Go check out her TikTok so you can get all caught up with what's new. So what made you get into the fashion and the trendy side of beauty, I guess I should say, because I think that's the majority of your products is beauty and fitness and like health.
But what the hell?
Why are you so interested in that?
I think because they're just everyday things that either women or just people in general, because they're house products as well as they are fitness or for women. And I just think that like an overall product or a solution to help with those problems in a household or even in a daily life is beneficial to anyone. But to know the reviews, because no one wants to read reviews, but to go over the reviews and to tell an honest opinion, which it's hard to find nowadays, is really beneficial when just looking up a quick search rather than trying to go in depth with research, which my website helps do because I go in depth with research as well as reviews. And along with my TikTok, which I repost and show that those reviews are very true, it helps allow the reader or the person viewing my vlog to go less time searching up the product and more time just saying, oh, okay, this product is actually beneficial. Let me test it out for myself. Because most of the time, my products can be returned within 90 days or longer. But when buying a product, it's mainly beneficial to buy from the TikTok shop rather than Amazon. No shame, Amazon, but you're almost like a dupe if ever needed. Because
people don't
want to download TikTok, and that's A-okay. Which is why I give an alternative, because everyone loves a good Amazon.
Oh my gosh, you're so right about that. I like swear. Oh my gosh, like I get Amazon packages like every day. It's insane.
I know. I love those little hauls that we have. Yeah. So.
So kind of bouncing off of what you just said about how your website is supposed to help navigate, what makes your website different about how the way it's laid out and the word structure that makes it easier to follow?
I think it goes off the honestiness that comes off of my TikTok, and not TikTok, but website, just because simply like the research that goes behind these products can be long and hard, and no one wants to read all of those friggin' reviews, if I'm going to be honest. But like my website literally just lays it all out on the table. If you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. But at the end of the day, it comes to opinions. So the way I review products is if it's sustainable for its price. And at the end of the day, I base it on its price, not the actual product itself. I base it on the price. So, like, if a product is $40, you're going to get what you pay for $40. Is it lightweight? Yes. Can it be used by anyone of the age ranking from 13 to even 75 or even higher? Yes. But you're, again, paying for the product that I'm reviewing. So when you look at the product or you even look at my website and end up buying a product on my website because of the way I reviewed it, it turns out as what you paid for, and I think that's a strong thing I want to reiterate when talking in this podcast, because obviously if you're paying $40 for a scrub brush that's on my website that I talk about, it is plastic, yes. Is it waterproof? 100%. Does it do the trick? Absolutely. Does it get in every crevice? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, could you get a better one that is durable? Yes, but are you paying $40 for it? No. So it then boils down to price and or dupes, which I give, that I stated before.
But what the hell? But
yeah, I think that is an important part I want to reiterate about my website, is it comes down to price and expense.
I like it, could you?
Is it worth the cost?
But what
and
the hell?
And I will
but
eventually bring up more pricey items that come on my website. But again, I will always refer to a dupe that is cheaper or more expensive depending on the item I'm talking about, whether it's versus TikTok versus Amazon. So I just want to point that out there when looking on my website.
Thank you for being so thorough about that. Okay, so
you're welcome.
Yeah. So you were mentioning how, like, the next thing you wanted to add to your website or to your new post is going to be something a little bit more pricey. What did you have in mind? Like, what are you working on right now?
I would say the current thing I just posted on my website, which is the Deer Run treadmill, is probably the most priciest thing I put on there so far. And it ranges from, like, I want to say $126. I may stand incorrect. So anyone who is viewing my website, please don't come at me.
But what
but,
the hell?
But yes, that is like an at-home workout where it's a treadmill, but like, a treadmill costs $400. So, like, the Deer Run, in example, is, like I said, $126. And it is a store. You could store it in any friggin' closet or under any bed along with. You could bring it out at any point in time. And at that point, like, it's just accessible to anyone, even with someone with kids. So I think that's very important. But I would say, like, more of those trendy items that are on TikTok. And I hate to refer to just TikTok.
But what the
but
hell?
I think
what?
That it's just such a common used thing in my generation that I grew up with, that TikTok seems to be viewed as, and the TikTok shop, not even, but it seems to be a lot is purchased through that just because they're live reviews. Like I said, it's nicer to see those live reviews rather than the words, because you don't know how someone's expressing their words through text message or even just a comment on a Amazon post. But when you see it visibly, you can judge it for yourself whether it's going to work for you. And I think that's important to use. And I think that's where TikTok thrives, is off of those views, just because you can see at hand how the product is used and whether you and or your home would benefit from it.
Okay, well, I think that's about wraps it up. Thank you so much, Desiree, for being with us here today. I mean, it's me, but we're going to be airing this live right now. Yep, so thank you so much.
I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Go over some new and advanced improvements, because my website just started, so I hope that it gets more views than it does right now,
Yeah, guys, you got to help this girl out. Like, go check out her website right now. Click on all the links. Give her all the love, because she deserves it. She's put in so much work, and you will not be disappointed. All right, I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.